Welcome to the Trinity Reformed Church podcast. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.
Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what the Lord does require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Our tradition excels in the science of going deeper into doctrine, worldview, and the finer points of theology. There's not an area of theology or worldview that some Reformed thinker hasn't written an essay on it. I remember once, humorously, the late theologian R.J. Rushdoony said he could give you five biblical reasons why you should root for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, he said that jokingly, so don't take that literally. But we research, we develop opinions on matters, and we practice them. Catholicity requires that unless these areas are contrary to Scripture, that we allow for that, provided that no one forces them on others. All of this is okay, provided we keep things in their proper order. The prophet Micah in this passage asks if the Lord is pleased with those who go above and beyond what God requires. For example, offering thousands of rams, rivers of oil, and even offering one's firstborn child. Now, he's not referring to pagan child sacrifice, but offering your child in something like permanent temple service, which was a practice that some engaged in. Like them, we work hard to please God in the minute things. In fact, you could say we specialize at times in the minute things. Even areas of doctrine where few dare to venture. Jesus called this tithing from your spice rack. And that's permissible, that's fine. But we must never substitute our refined spiritual practices for the weightier matters of the law. Be just in your dealings. Delight in showing kindness and walk in humility towards God. So, have you purposefully misled anyone this past week? I don't mean straight out lied, which you shouldn't do that either, but just implied something, led someone down the wrong way, and you knew that would probably happen. Did you go out of your way to show kindness, especially to those that you don't think deserve your kindness, without expectation of return? When you were angry or frustrated, did you let God correct you, even if He used someone that you don't think He should use to correct you? Or did you comfort yourself by remembering all the small ways where you excel, the places where you are right and thousands of others are wrong? The earliest Christians were unique, but they were unique for their generous love, their just and wise dealings, and their humility, not thinking too highly of themselves. There's a reason why Christianity spread like wildfire while Pharisaism died out. Do these things mark you in your home? Does paying attention to the weightier matters of justice, kindness, mercy, and humility, does that mark you and your home? If not, consider whether you may be giving yourself to smaller matters and overvaluing those and neglecting the most important things.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.